If we could go back to what we do to repair the hole after we've taken the nail out of the flat tire. In other words, after, in addition to eliminating the sugar, you talk about taking, you've mentioned antioxidants, you've mentioned making sure you're getting enzymes, you've mentioned some things like decaffeinated green tea and grapeseed extract. Now, I've heard you on another cassette that you have called God's Recipe talk about some trace minerals in addition that you need to make sure that you're really looking for. I think lithium, chromium, vanadium. Could you just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, absolutely, Blake. Kids, again, as I said earlier, growing kids need more nutrients per pound of body weight than an adult who's in a maintenance mode. They need all the essential nutrients, all the minerals, all the vitamins, all the amino acids, all the fatty acids. But when they have behavioral problems, ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, anger, rage, anxiety attacks, panic attacks, depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, in addition to all the known essential nutrients, they need to focus on and have extra of certain nutrients. And these include lithium, chromium, vanadium, zinc. These are just great for kids. And if you give them extra of those, you'll find that these kids will do extremely well, and the problems just go away. I've seen it in my personal life with my own son who had really extreme disruptive ADD, ADHD, had both of them. And I've seen this literally thousands of times in families who I've worked with over the years who've come to me with problem children. It's just totally easy to reverse by supplementing them properly and getting them off of sugar. And again, the reports that say sugar has nothing to do with ADD or ADHD or hyperactivity are because they take kids who have no problems, they give them some sugar, and they say, look, it doesn't cause any problems. Well, these are kids who are either eating properly, supplementing properly, or who just haven't been depleted yet, and sugar doesn't seem to cause a problem. What they need to do is take kids who have a problem, clean them up real good, supplement them properly, get all the sugar out of their life, get them going to where they're really good citizens, I like to call it, where they have no ADD, no ADHD, no disruptive behaviors, family's going good, school's going good. Then you put them back on sugar and take away the supplements. Then you're going to see them go off the roof. You're going to see them really be hyperactive, maybe even worse than they were before. Because once they've been cleaned up and they have really no contact with sugar for the last month, you're going to see a dramatic difference when you put them back on sugar. And nobody's ever done that. I've done it in small groups, one kid here, two kids there. But as far as a study that is going to find its way to a medical journal where you're doing it in 100 kids, nobody's done that yet because the people who do studies on sugar and behavior, they're the ones that are supported financially by the drug companies that make Ritalin and Prozac. And so they really don't want to show that kids can get better by getting them off of sugar. What they want to do is say, look, they really need Ritalin. And so you can't depend on those types of studies because they're not designed to show the truth. They're designed to sell the drugs. And, parents can do this on their own. Again, I'd urge them to get the book, Rare Earths Been Cures. Look in chapters 4, 5, and 6. Get a hold of the audio cassette tape, God's Recipe. It's a great little tape. It's actually a radio interview combined with some teaching on that tape. And it's really very well done, I think. And people who have problematic children pick up the right idea from that tape.